So Carly is going to the vet today. And Carly has to get, she's getting her teeth cleaned and she's going to get her nails trimmed. And so there were a couple of things. I figured while they have her sedated that I really want them to just do like a once over on her, you know. Just
she is a very, very, very large dog. You can't just, you know, handle her.
Right. You can't just bring her in there and say, okay, stay still. Because if she doesn't want to stay still, she's not going to stay still.
Right.
So, I made a list from when I called and made the appointment for this. I wrote down the things that she was going to get done. And then I've added that she has a little cyst on one of her legs. And it may not be anything serious, but I noticed it. And so then I wrote down something about her armpit. And the girls were like, they don't have armpits. I'm like, well, they're leg pits. I mean, it's like connecting. And so then I decided to reword it. And so I'm trying to identify easily for the vet's office in this note that Gary and Kirsten are going to bring. And so I put on there that it was on her right, on the front passenger side leg, halfway down.
Her front passenger side leg.
Halfway down.
Oh.
Everybody would know that. You know when you look at a car, which side is the passenger side and which side is the driver's side. And so I don't know if Gary or Kirsten read the note that like completely, because that was the last little bullet point on my note that I wanted them to bring to the vet. And I don't, nobody said anything to me. So when they get to the vet's office with their note, the front passenger side halfway down.
I bet
they know what I'm talking about, though.
I bet they find it.
I bet they will.
It's silly, but I bet they find it.
I feel like it makes sense.
It is Brian and Tricia, and we're talking about getting a dog to the vet today and making sure she gets all checked out. And Tricia's dog, she's a big girl.
She's a Great Dane. About 130-ish pounds. We haven't had her weighed in several months, so I'm not exactly sure. I'm curious to see how much she weighs now.
Right.
But yeah, she's going to the vet to get some servicing done.
Well, and you know, much like when you go to any doctor or you go to a professional to get some work done on your car, you got to make a list if it's more than one thing.
Yeah.
So you wrote down what all you'd like for them to check out on her.
Yeah, she's getting her teeth cleaned. She's going to get her nails trimmed. And then she has a spot on one of her legs that I want them to look at.
Is this thing very big? Is it easy to spot?
It's like a pencil eraser.
So you got to look for it.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, there it is.
Yeah, you have to feel for it or look for it.
So it's not even like, it's covered with fur. You can't easily note. It's not like it's open, like
right.
A sore.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
And it may be nothing, which I'm hoping is the case.
It's probably a little fatty deposit, a little sebaceous cyst.
So I needed to identify. She's got long legs, and so it could take you a while to look. So I figured I would just make it easy by giving a description of it's her front passenger side leg halfway down.
Which is a funny way to put it, but I guess I get it. You meant the right leg.
Because comparing it to a car. Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Hey, Brian and Tricia.
Hey, Brian. I'm a healthcare provider, and I understood that that's the left medial aspect of the leg.
Well, I guess if you're thinking of it as a car, it would be the right.
Yeah, it's her right side.
So it's her right leg or left leg?
Her right leg.
That's why she said passenger.
Inside or the outside?
The inside.
So it's medial.
Okay.
Or the middle of the body.
So I could have said the medium. Because that's
medial.
I know,
M-E-D-I-A-L.
In my layman terms, I would have called it the front passenger side in the medium.
I've gotten the correct leg.
I love that she came up with passenger side of all the things she could have called it.
So right leg inside.
The front right leg.
Front right leg.
Yes.
Yes.
On the inside or outside?
Inside.
Okay. So that's actually, if you're just thinking about the right leg on the inside, wouldn't that be the driver's side? If you're isolating the right leg?
No, because the driver's side of a car is the left side of the car.
If you're
but
looking at the car,
the right side, right leg, you're talking about.
Yeah, but if you're looking at her, like you're looking at the
I'm
car.
Making her the driver.
Yeah, her legs are the parts of the car, yeah, the doors of the car.
I don't know how the car and the dog became the same creature, but yeah.
I think I might have made it more confusing for you.
I just look all over that right leg.
I would check every leg for every kind of cyst, small, medial, and large.
All right. Well, y'all have a good day.
You too. Thanks for calling.
Bye.